Ko moe awa tamanui, France and tēnei, and this is your Wātea English News. ACT MP Nicole McKee says the party is on a mission to unite the country after 3 years of Labour dividing it. She's on the Road to Real Change tour campaign in Te Waipounamu with fellow MPs and candidates. She says ACT wants a New Zealand where everyone is treated equally, with systems like health based on need, not ethnicity.
When people say, well, you know, you're anti-Māori, I look at them like, I am Māori, and I'm proud of my Māori heritage, but I'm also proud of my European heritage. And what I'm seeing is a Labour government that I feel and ACT feels is dividing our nation. And when we go out into the public arena, we're hearing the same thing. People don't like it. They don't like the way it's been done. So we want to unify everybody.
Nicole McKee says there has been no conversation about the treaty clauses added to legislation, so ACT wants a referendum on what the Treaty of Waitangi means. Two polls out this week have put ACT on 18% and 10%, compared with 7.6% at the last election. The netball world is mourning Aotearoa's most successful domestic netball coach, Robin Broughton, who has died aged 80. As well as serving as Silver Ferns assistant coach, Miss Broughton established the dominance of the former Southern Sting in the domestic competition, with the team winning the National Bank Cup 7 times between 1998 and 2007. Netball New Zealand President Tina Kraitiana says she was a mentor to many of the current coaches in the Netball NZ High Performance System.
She was a fabulous, beautiful woman. And she gained the respect of all those players that she selected in her team. People gravitated to her because she offered the best in that coaching capacity at the time, and hence the success of the Steel and the Sting in our inaugural franchising type competition.
Tina Kraitiana says Netball New Zealand will pay a tribute to Robin Broughton at the Invercargill leg of the Constellation Cup. A Māori medical anthropologist says skyrocketing rheumatic fever cases among Pacifica and Māori children is about health inequities, even racism. Most recent data shows there have been 119 cases to the end of July, compared with 47 cases for the corresponding period last year. The disease is especially risky for children and can result in heart damage. Dr. Anika Anderson from the University of Auckland's Te Kupuna Hauora Māori says Pacifica people make up 60% of cases and Māori 37%.
We've got a health system that privileges non-Māori, non-Pacifica, and I think if we had a whole lot of Pākehā kids that had the same impacts on their life, we'd see a lot more action.
Dr. Anderson says sore throats are often the first sign, so she urges whānau to get them checked immediately just to be safe. And that's your Wātea English News.